Vic Forrest is involved in this work, but it has been sanctioned by the Dja Dja Wurrung Clan's Aboriginal Corporation. Rodney Carter from the corporation is with us this morning. Rodney, g'day.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for your time. Can I just get you to clarify for listeners where your group sits in allowing this work to go ahead?
Yeah, I think there's two key high-level points around this, Steve. I think the Dja Dja Wurrung for over 7 years now has been extremely active in wanting to be present as a First Nations group, as the traditional owners in central Victoria. And along the way, I think we've had a lot of successes around trying to bring our ancestors' ideology into modern context, and it's not always easy. So putting Dja Dja Wurrung people, Jarrah, back into landscape means sometimes that you'd need that interaction with landscape, and we've been working on forestry in central Victoria with the regulator as DELP, and we've got limited capacity. So for us to be wanting to be better at working in the environment means we need to partner with people, mm-hmm. means we need support from the community. So there's that, I guess, is a really high order need for us. And I think what we've all seen now as community, the catastrophic fire events, climate change, and those bigger things somewhat out of our realm of control, that are of great concern to us. So when we look at this terrible incident with the storm damage, there's so much fuel that's present, and in all reports by experts, it's not a good thing. And from our point of view, I think it's not tolerable not to be doing something.
Okay. So do you, given what you've just said, Rodney, I want to be clear for listeners, do you want the forest cleaned up for cultural reasons to bring the forest back in some way to what it used to be, or is this about fire prevention, or is it a combination of both?
It's probably a bit of everything, but also not trying to overcomplicate it. Some of our ideas, say gardening the environment, and soon hopefully we'll have our forest gardening strategy developed, is about trying to make improvements to biodiversity. And what we've seen recently from the parliamentary inquiry into ecosystem decline, for all of the smartness of us through science and that stuff, all we're doing is watching things actually get worse. So a simplistic argument is that our ancestors managed landscape, I guess, in a far more sophisticated way than we do today. And we're wanting to reactivate that. So that's cultural thinning, creating greater canopy trees, greater distance between trees and those canopies that fosters better vegetation growth and health of habitat. So, you know, they're things that we can use cleverly, I think, with science by our side, and take this journey together as community. So, you know, we do have better types of manicured forests and timbered areas.
The environmental protesters that we've spoken to, both by invitation from us to come on the program and others who've called in as talkback callers, Rodney, are saying that the timber should be left on the ground, that it's the topsoil of the future, that there's more damage being done to the forest now than was done by that initial storm. So in terms of leaving that timber in place as the storm has left it, as the wish of the environmental protesters about this, what do you say to them?
Look, the first thing I'd say, Steve, people that love things and bring that idea of care need to be really commended. In particular, the absence of my people from being present at country has really been about us unfairly being displaced. So, you know, we need to acknowledge environmental groups. We also need to acknowledge, I think, forest industry, that I always very simply think, you know, they don't want to necessarily cut down every tree, and then, you know, there's no timber as a natural resource. So I think it's important as we go forward, somehow respect is given to us and our leadership, and we try and bring these ancient approaches in the modern world. And sadly, as modern people, I think when we do activities like, you know, a clean-up of timbers, and we've got mechanical intervention. There is this form, I guess, of disturbance of soils and landscape, but we're sensibly trying to minimise that as much as possible. And I think the proof in the pudding for us is when we're allowed to apply this, gardening the environment, come in, look at disturbed areas, re-stabilise soils and introduce plants that have probably been absent or not of an abundance since my ancestors managed country. And you can imagine that, and it should then somewhat be beautiful and understood. Times are challenging for us now. We're trying to make things better. And what science has told us, if we do nothing, if we lock it up and we leave it, and we let the absence of us and natural processes take place, I would suggest for Jar Jar Wurrung people, and hopefully the wider community supports us, that it will not be better. So the time is for us now.
Have you communicated that to the environmental groups, Rodney, or have you tried to explain to them your vision with this forest gardening approach to the forest?
No. Look, we haven't actively. We probably haven't done to the degree that others would be satisfied. And I think where we come from at the moment is such a challenged position in our advocacy that it becomes really noisy, Steve. Like, people use so many different data sets around science and embedded within that emotion. And it's really challenging for us as a people to feel safe when we want to propose these ideas. Early in the piece, the importance was, I guess, the regulators or those who control laws and around the offences to do these types of activities, we probably spent the most time with them. So the Department of Environment, Land, Water, Planning is a key forest landscape manager, the conservation regulator that looks at the protective measures within these types of activities and our natural values. Working with Vic Forest to understand, you know, is there a relationship that we can build with them, because we don't want them to be wanting to do things easily as they've done in the past. And to their credit, they're all listening to us and they're wanting to support us, because I think, just looping back to this inquiry, and there's a government response around it now, it's really clear. We just can't take these absence approaches to caring for country.
Mm. Rodney, good to hear from you. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Fantastic, Stephen. In me language, Manjaniak Mang Yara Murupuk Delkup Murupuk. The Jar Jar Wurrung people always want to give good spirit to country and community.
Thanks, Rodney. Rodney Carter from the Jar Jar Wurrung Clans Aboriginal Corporation.